Tonight's shiur is Le'ili Nishmas, my mother's mother's father, my great-grandfather, after whom I am named, depending on the outcome of today's shiur, but likely named, Hashem Yom Damo, whose 80th yahrzeit will be on Shabbos. This yahrzeit we were unaware of until a few years ago, after my grandmother already passed away, but we discovered through records that he was killed in Buchenwald 80 years ago on Shabbos. So Shir should be Le'ili Nishmas. The Gemara in Chula Daf Samech Hei Amud Aleph, my apologies, we're off the bad start, but it's supposed to be Amud Aleph, not Amud Beis, my fault. The Gemara in Samech Hei Amud Aleph in Chulin has the following comment, that the name Kedar LaOmer, there apparently was a Mesorah that Kedar LaOmer is actually Kedar LaOmer, two parts of one name, with a break between them. So Gemara says that even though Kedar LaOmer is a double name, Kedar and LaOmer, it has to be written on one line in a Sefer Torah. You can't write Kedar in the end of one line and LaOmer on the beginning of another line. Since it's one name, even though it's Ke'ilu hyphenated, there's a psik between the Kedar and LaOmer in some Torah, it has to be written on one line. The Ran in Chulin Der Kavbezim and Al-Bezvedat Perif says, just as this is true in Hilchot Sefer Torah, that if you have a double name, the name has to be written on one line. We'll see potentially Le'ikuva. So too, in a get, if you have a hyphenated name, that name has to be, or a name that has two parts, the name has to be written on one line. So one of the examples is Yedidya. Yedidya is a single name that is made of two components. Whether Yedidya is actually a good example, maybe Machlokes Rishonim, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, but a name like that, or Bathsheba, according to many, Bathsheba is really a single name, but it has two parts, so Bathsheba has to be written on one line. Why is that so? Let's take a look at the 1, 2, 3, 4th page in the Mar Mekomos. Tshuvas HaRasha Michosos LaRamban, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. The last paragraph, this looks like the ancient printing. So it looks like Hebrew. It says at the end, Od Mishmo She'en Kosvin Shema Isha Isha B'Shnei Shitin, that you can write the name of a man or woman in a get on two lines, El B'Shita Achas. Has to be in a single line. Varai from the Akamar and Eilatrefos. The Shem Echa Kagon Kedar LaOmer. Betray Shita Paskinale. Beshte Shita Lopsigale. Alma. The Ifsika Lomikre Ksiva. So that sounds like it's a Chisan and Ksiva. The Gex Vikasala. So it has to be written. And if you break up one word into two lines, that's not considered to be a proper ksiva. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Gittin. Turn back, Evan Ezer, Simen, Kuf Kav Tes, Seif Lamed Beis. Ein poskin shema ish velo shema isha v'shnei shita. We don't write a name on two lines. Ava v'shita achas efshar sheposkin tzas shemos shesovlin kein. But on one line, as we saw in the Shiva Sarashba, there you could break it. Dumi de kedar la'omer. V'chein, the Rama says, Emmanuel. So, common practice is that if you have that kind of a double name, like Bath Sheva or Ben Sion, you write it, or Mazel Tov, you write it, or Yontov, you write it with a half a space between the two words. Normally, you'd write a full space between the two words, and here you write half a space, but it has to be on the same line, because one name has to be on the same line. What about a totally double name, like Yaakov Yosef? So take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Kuf Kav Tes, Seif Mem Tes, a couple pages later, the Mar Mekomos. Yesh Misha Omer, Diyesh Lizar, B'Misha Karin Osob, B'Shnei Shemos, She'yichtavu HaShnei Shemos, B'Shirachas, if you call somebody two names, you have to write both of them on the same line, V'lo B'Shnei Shiros, Tiv Gittin, V'Yom Kosev B'Shnei Shitin, V'Hu Shasa Tchak, So that's a very strong preference. But b'shas atchak, you can rely on b'di'evit. If you wrote on two lines, still go over the get. The be'emes ain shem tam b'zeh. That's all the chumra. Rak b'shemus sheish yistapik imu shem echad. Shnei shemus mo yididya v'aminadav. V'chayotze be'elu sheisbar b'zeh yish nizar. So me'ikar adin, the real concern, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is only if it's that kind of a double name where both parts are really part of one name, like Bathsheba, potentially, or Emmanuel. But Yosef Shimon, that's clearly two names. So there, Ne'ikar Adin, you really could write it on two lines. L'chachila, since they always go together, it's better to write on one line. But if you're ready, write on two lines, and it's a makom shasat chak situation, you can't write another get, then you can be makel to give over that get. But if it's the real kind of a double name, like Kedar LaOmer or Bathsheba, so there the Beis Shmuel paskets that would be possible to get, even b'di'evet. What about in the Sefer Torah? To take a look back at the Piskei Tshuva in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Yoredei Simin Ayin Reish Hei, Sif Katan Ches, back a couple pages. The quotes on the second line, Sif Katan Ches, Eish Das, Tzarech Lios Mila Achas. The Eish Das is really one word, like a kilo hyphenated word. V'im Kesuva Veishitin, after Sheyesh Lifsol. So if you write Eish Das in two lines, that may possible even v'di'evet. I am a Shuvah Chasim Sofer, the Pasuk Lei Safra b'inyan Kedar LaOmer, the Bechul and Mevur Shuvah Shem Achad, the Beis Tevos. And all the Bali Mesoris are masking that is considered to be Teva Achas Agamri. But there's a little space between them. Okay. Skipping a few lines, and then he says the Chasim Sofer say Ritor Shekasu Bo Baal Chanan B'Shtei Shitin. So they wrote Baal Chanan Ben Achbor the end of Parshas Vayishlach in two lines. The Ein Sofer Muchan L'Takno, and they can't find someone to fix it. But Sibur Nichal say Ritor, that's the only say Ritor they have. So he quotes that just like Potifera Malki Tzedek Baal Chanan Safnas Paneach. They're all two words, it's one name. So it shouldn't be written on two lines. Mikol Makom. Maybe that's only a suffix. So, B'makom D'chak, if you can't fix it, there's what's your line to be master that Sefer Torah, B'di Evet. But L'chachila, that all has to be on one line, and maybe even it's Likuva. Beit El, Be'er Sheva, Safnas Paneach, Potifera, these are all these kind of double names, place names or people names that have to be on one line, definitely L'chachila, maybe L'Yikuva. What does all this have to do with Parsha Shmos? So in Parsha Shmos we have Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to himself as Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. So Rabbi Binyamin Karlbach points out in his Chavetzel Sasharon that Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah may be a single Shem Kodesh, a single shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just Ekiyah, but Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah is a three-word shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if so, it would have to be written on one line. He quotes from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was medayik that that's shot in the Targum. The Targum renders Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah not as Ekiyah Di Ekiyah, but as Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. So if Asher just means that, and the shame of Hashem is Ekiyah, so Ekiyah, that, Ekiyah, so the Targum should have said Ekiyah di Ekiyah. In fact, the Targum says Ekiyah, Asher Ekiyah, he's just saying it over exactly as it appears in Chumash. Brisker Rav thought that's an indication that all three words are part of a hyphenated shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which case it would have to be written on one line in a Sefer Torah. If you look around, many Sefer Torah do not have it on one line. I don't know what our Sefer Torah have, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's not on one line.
The same is true of the other Shem, Ekiyah Shalchani is also, right? Also,
no, that's only Ekiyah.
Isn't Ekiyah Shalchani name of Shem Hashem?
Shalchani is also Shem Hashem? Who says that?
I think it's put down that's also, no? I think.
Yeah, show me. Okay. So Rabbi Karlbach thinks that maybe this is a machlokas between the Tor and the Rambam. The Tor in Yoredei Reish Ayin Vav, and he has a list of the Shemos Sheinu Nimchakim, what are the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can't erase. So in that list, the Tor has Ekiyah Asher Ekiyah. Rambam Perek Vav Yisodei HaTorah Halacha Hey. No. So I had specifically requested a copy from the Frankel printing because it doesn't appear anywhere else. So in the Rambam you have in front of you, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. Perek Vav Yisodei HaTorah Halacha Beis. Shiva Shemosheim. There are seven Shemos of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shem Anus, Shem Havaya, Kel, Eloak, Elokim, Elokei, Shakai, Tzvakos. In the Frankel edition, based on Kisvei Yad, instead of Elokai or Elokei, it has Ekya. So according to those Kisvei Yad of the Rambam, that Ekya is listed in the name, the list of seven names of Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not Ekya, Asher Ekya, it's only Ekya. So Rabbi Kalbach suggests, maybe this is a machlok, it's a Torah in the Rambam, whether Ekya, Asher Ekya, as a three-word hyphenated name, is all part of the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what I wanted to suggest is that there may be various grounds to be makel to allow a Sefer Torah in which Ekya, Asher Ekya isn't properly justified, where it goes on to the next line, definitely be the Evet, possibly even the Chakila. So, number one, take a look at the Rush in Shavuos, Perek Dalid, Siman Kaf Beis. The Rush there also has this list of Shemos, She'enan, and Nimchakim. And there the Rush says, Ekya, Asher Ekya. That's part of his list. Perek Dalid, Siman Kaf Beis. Says the Pilpula Charifta, on the bottom line, Kol Shekein Dekiyah Asher Akiyah Shekasa B'Sefer Rabbeinu B'Gemara Nami Hachi Isa. It doesn't mean to say, even though the Rush lists Ekya Asher Ekya is a list of Asher and Asher and Chakim, it doesn't mean that the Asher is part of that. Now the Rush is just quoting the Pasuk, but all you need to extract as far as the Asher and Asher and Chakim are the two Ekyas. So the Rush says Ekya Asher Ekya, but it doesn't mean that Asher is part of the Shem Hashem, it's just he's quoting the Pasuk because that's the context. So according to this, even if you'll argue that, so according to this, Asher would not be considered part of the Shemos She'en and Nimchakim. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says as well, Simen Reish Ayin Vav Yerodea, Se'if Kaf Aleph. They say for Lishkas HaSofer, who points out that maybe the Briska Rav's diuk in the Targum is not necessarily Bechreach either. Again, the Briska Rav said, if Asher was Chol, it should have said Ekya Diakya. So says the Lishkas HaSofer, not necessarily. If it would have said Ekya Diakya, it's Ekya that Ekya, so I might have read the second Ekya as a verb. That Ekya that exists. That is the Shem Hashem, but as so, maybe in a Hanami, maybe Asher is Chol, and the reason that the Briska Rav leaves Asher as such is to indicate that the second Ekya is really a Shem Hashem as well, and don't read it as Ekya that I exist. That only the first Ekya is a Shem Kodesh, and you would have thought the second Ekya may be a Shem Chol. And some do hold that the second Ekya is a Shem Chol, Chizkuni, the Das Akenim. And the Targum Yonos on Taka translates Asher as D, Ekya D Ekya, so maybe he holds that the second Ekya is Taka Shem Chol, like the Chizkuni and the Das Akenim. In the Sefer Tivgitin is Ephraim Zal Margolius, the author of the Shuvah Beis Ephraim. So he says, the reason that a hyphenated name or a double name needs to be on the same line, not like the reason we saw in the Ramban, in the Rashba, that's not called Siva, if it's not justified. The reason is that if you're going to if you're going to write it on two lines, then you're not going to read it together because it takes you the extra second to get from the end of the first line to the beginning of the second line. So Kedar La'Omer has to be read as one name. If you're going to write Kedar at the end of the first line and La'Omer at the beginning of the second line, it's going to take you an extra second to get from the first line to the second line. And that seems to be the assumption of a tshuva of the Yavetz, which was printed from a Ksav Yad in a journal or a koves called Koves Kedusha Stam Tafshin Nun Vav, where the Yavetz says that if you wrote Be'er Lachai on one line and Roi on the second line, Be'er Lachai Roi is a place, so a hyphenated place you're supposed to write on one line. But if you wrote Be'er Lachai on one line and Roi on the second line, that's okay, because there's a tipcha under the Roi, so you have a disjunctive note, Be'er Lachai Roi. So anyway, you have a pause between the Lachai and the Roi, so once you have a built-in pause, it's okay to go from one line to the other line, at least be the others. That sounds like this Tiv Gittin, that the reason you have to have it on the same line is you shouldn't pause, but if there's already built-in pause anyway, that is big a deal. So Be'er Lachai Roi, if you have Be'er Lachai in one line, Roi in the second line, that's okay, at least be the Eved, says Yaivis in this Tshuva in Ksav Yad. So if that's true, so maybe Akiah Sher Akiah is the same. Akiah Sher Akiah. So you have a piece of tam. Sorry, Akiah Sher Akiah. You have a piece of tam after the first Akiah. So then you could, if you broke between the Akiah and the Sher Akiah, that could be Kasher as well. The other possible ground, Lukula, is what the Sefer Lishkas Sofer quotes from others, that you only have to be makir about not writing a double name on two lines if it's one of the names that's listed in the Masechta Sofrim. Take a look at the Masechta Sofrim a couple pages later, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph. Eilu Shemes HaNechlakin. Beis El. Beis On. Where's Beis On up here? Be'er Sheva. Safnas Paneach, Potifera, Ben Oni, Yedid Hashem, Haluka. Rabbi Yossi Amar Einachlakin. So there, there's a Machlokas Tanaim whether these could be split onto another line. That Evan agrees is a single name has to appear in one line. Yisrael, Gatam, Potifar, Nebuchadnezzar, and some of Amiel, Suriel, and Surishadai. So some say this is an exhaustive list of biblical names, or names that appear in Tanakh that can't be split, but anything else perhaps could be split. So, based on these possible considerations, that maybe the Asher Taka is Chol, even according to the Targum, maybe if there's a piece of Tam, you can split it, at least be the Eved, maybe if it's not included in this list, so there are various grounds to justify not having a Asher Akeh on the same line, definitely be the Eved, maybe even Lechachila. We quoted the Pesach Tshuva earlier about Baal Hanan ben Achbor, that if you wrote Baal Hanan ben Achbor in two lines, there are grounds to be machshir that b'di'evad. That's what the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Chassam Sofer. There actually seems to be a steer in Tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, because in that Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer himself thinks that Baal Hanan ben Achbor, if it's split up, would be ma'akev even b'di'eved, you know, the Pesach Tshuva, because others that maybe not. And there's another Tshuva's Chassam Sofer where he writes that if you write Beis El on two lines, then that doesn't passel b'di'eved. Simon Ayin Reish, Yeridayah Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. So the Sefer Likutei Aras on the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer thinks that maybe the difference is that Beis El, that appears in the list in the Masechta Sofrim, so maybe that's a bigger So there, Maseches Sofrim, there's a machlokas tanaim whether Beis El could be split. Bachanan ben Achbor, so maybe that Eben Uruge can't be split, and maybe that's the difference between those two names in the Chasam Sofer. Okay, let's just talk a few minutes about the status of the more conventional kind of double names that someone has, Shimon Yehuda or a Yaakov Yosef, two potentially standalone names, but the person is named with both of those names together. So the Aruch HaShulchan notes, take a look at the next page of the Mar Mekomos, Simon Kuf Kaf Tes and Ebe Ezer Se'if Yud Beis. Top of the second pager, page 80. He writes in the second line, Noda the Behuda already comments about this earlier, Yadua Shebimei Chazal Rabbi Shonim Lo Karla Adam Shnei Shemes Klal. That in earlier times it didn't exist, Kamat didn't exist, to have a double name as we do. Kasher Inenu Rovas B'Shas Bavli Yerushalmi Midrashim Shein Lecha Tana O Amora Shai Lo Shnei Shemos. We don't find any of the Tanaim HaRavim who had two names. Zeshem Etzinu Abba Shal Einu Ela Shem Echa Shal the Abba Hu Shem HaTorah. That's an honorific Kamo Rav Rebbe Gamri Yishodim Lenims, except for Tosis Ksuba Sadiches Chulun Kofi Beis Yaakov Yosef. So there's one of the Bali Tosas that had two names, but that was the exception, not the rule. So this is all, and Yaakov changes his name, Kadosh Baruch Hu changes Yaakov's name to Yisrael. It's never Yaakov Yisrael. It's either Yaakov or Yisrael. And the original minhag of Ishino Yishem Achmas Choli, if someone was sick Rechman Lislan changes their name, you didn't add a name, you changed the name. So if the name was Shimon, you changed it to Reuven. You didn't add a name, you changed it. So this is all a relatively recent innovation of people having two names. It's quoted by Shem L'Chazon Ish, although I'm not aware of the Chazon Ish writing this himself, but quoted in reliable sources by Shem L'Chazon Ish. Take a look at Rav Shturm Bach Shuvas Van Hagos, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tafresh Ves. Question was, a father and a brother both died, no one named after them, someone wants to call a son with the double name, naming after both of them. So he writes, second paragraph, Shemati, the shame, Rabbeinu Chazon Ish, Lo Likro Shei Shemos, Shem Eino Kare Acher Kach Shei Shemos, Ein Toelos. If you're going to officially name him Yaakov Yosef, and everyone's going to call him Yaakov, so for all intents and purposes, his name is Yaakov, and you're going to get confused when it comes to Shtar Wars, what his real name is. So if you're not going to call him Yaakov Yosef, just call him Yaakov. That's point one. V'hosef, Shebulav Hachi, Iker Hashem Eino Masher Karen Esa Pamachas, B'shah Shenolad Luvad, it's what he's going to be called on a regular basis. Fine. The Chazon Ish is also quoted as saying, along these lines, that if you want a name after Yaakov and Yosef, so you're going to call him Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov Yosef is a new name. So you have a name after the Yaakov, you have a name after the Yosef. You create a new name, Yaakov Yosef, but it's not the same. So to some extent, this may relate to how lechachila or how likuva are we going to view the lach of not writing a double name on two lines. Because if the Aruch HaShulchan said before, he thinks, then Ikra did a double name like Yaakov Yisrael, really, you could write in two lines. So that essentially means that it's not really a double name. It's a combination of two names, not a single name. So it's a combination of two names. So maybe that's not the... maybe they're really... That could be considered naming after two people because it's two names. It's not a new chalos, a new hyphenated name. If you're more concerned about not writing on two lines, we definitely look like either write on one line. So maybe that that points more towards the Chazon Ish approach. In the Tshuvas Toras Chesed, Evan Ezer Stim Lamates, Toras Chesed Lublin, he discusses in terms of Savas Rebbe the Chassid, for those who are makbid on that, so a person's name was Leib, and he wanted to marry a girl his father's Moshe Leib. So he points out Moshe Leib is a different name than Leib. It's not two Leibs with an added Moshe, it's Moshe Leib and Leib are two different names, so it shouldn't be a violation of Savas Rebbe the Chassid. He says, someone has to bring a right, which he rejects, which based on what we're saying, the rejection is kind of obvious, which he acknowledges. The Sefta in Kedushin, Perik Beis, the Sefta says, Harei HaMukadesh Esli, Amenashe Ani Yosef. you're Mikudeshes on the condition that my name is Yosef. V'nimsa Yosef v'Shimon. It turns out his name is Yosef and Shimon. Harezim Mikudeshes. So some say he's an Amashra from there, that even though he's called Yosef Shimon, that's not, Yosef Shimon still includes Yosef, that's considered to be that he's called Yosef, that's why he raised him Mikudeshes. But he points out that's obviously not the case, because there's not where Nimsa Yosef Shimon is Nimsa Yosef Shimon, meaning he's called Yosef sometimes, he's called Shimon sometimes, it's not he's called Yosef Shimon. Konami, if he's called Yosef Shimon, so maybe that's not the same name as, maybe that's not the same name as Yosef. So even if you call someone a double name, that double name as a nuchalos as a double name, it's not the combination of two single names. It's still possible that there's some toeles that's considered having named after those two people. So you create a new name. So just like what the Chizkuni writes that Ephraim was called Ephraim because he was named after Avram Avinu Yitzchak Avinu. That's not what the Pasuk says, but leaving that aside, he was named after Avram Yitzchak. Avram was the Afer of Anochi Afer Ve'Afer, and Yitzchak was the Afer of Kedis Yitzchak. So they wanted to name Ephraim after Yaakov and after Avram and Yitzchak. That's why they called him Ephraim. That's why we named our son Ephraim, because his bris was on Rosh Hashanah and Avram Yitzchak. Or the famous Mashal Yam Shastam in the fourth paragraph of Gittin of Shner being named after two ores of Ori and Meir is a compromise. So it's a new name, and no one would dispute that it's a new name, but it's still named after two people in some sense, even though it's a new name. So even according to the Chazon Ish, it's possible. The Chazon Ish didn't think you'd get...
The Chazon Ish was only talking about if you don't call him that.
Chazon Ish has 2 points. So what I just quoted here is if you don't call him. But aside from that, elsewhere he's quoted as saying that if you call someone two names, and you wanted to name them after two people, you haven't named them after either of them, because that's it's a new name. Okay. Amen. Yeah. Rishakir, I heard Rishakir quote that from the Chida. I don't know why he quotes from the Chida, it's a Piskuni.
Where is it? Huh?